Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Things started fast tonight for the crew. The opener of a three-game set against the White Sox. In fact, just two batters into the contest.
2-1 pitch. And a line drive back up the middle of base hit. Yelich is going to be sent to round third. The throw will come into the infield, and the Brewers, two batters in, have a 1-0 lead.
Jeff Levering's call here on WTMJ, but it would be short-lived. The Brewers would leave the bases loaded in the first. Then the White Sox would respond with two of their own in the bottom of the first. But a quick response again from the crew, from the man behind the plate, Victor Caratini.
Hits this one in the air, right center field, way back at the track, and it is gone. Tie game on Victor Caratini's sixth home run. That was a bomb. Trace Thompson gave it a little courtesy leap at the warning track, but that ball was well out of here.
But then once again in the bottom of the third, the White Sox would punch right back. A two-run no-doubter from Eloy Jimenez would make this a 4-2 game. They would add another run in the fourth, but first, some great defense from the new guy at first base.
There goes the runner. It's a ground ball through the right side, but smothered by Santana. Gets to his feet and wins the race to the bag. That is a tremendous play by Carlos Santana.
Lane Grindle's call. Santana leads all of first baseman in defensive run save. So remember that play for a little bit later. Now we go to the top of the fifth inning. The Brewers trying to get to Michael Kopech. Willy Adames has been slumping. 0 for his last 18 with runners in scoring position. Not anymore.
Kopech checks his runners and throws. Swing, a line drive to left, a base hit. One runs in. Frelick's going to be sent around. Benintendi's throws towards the plate. The slide, not in time with the tag. Two-run single, Willy Adames. He goes to second on the throw home.
And then in the sixth, the Brewers were not done yet. That made it a 4-5 game. Then a wacky way to take the lead with the bases loaded and William Contreras at the plate.
0-1. Tap back towards the mound. Bummer Fields trying to get it to the plate. It's high and back to the backstop. One run is in. Here comes Weaver to score. The Brewers will have the lead. The ball was out of play on the throw from Bummer. Torres, the home plate umpire, was blowing the call dead anyway as the ball got out of play. Two runs were going to score regardless. The Brewers now lead it 6-5.
So they take the lead, and then in the bottom of the seventh inning, though, the White Sox would take it back on a couple of paper cuts. An infield single, a bloop double, and then an infield grounder that almost Peguero grabbed. Instead, it's a 7-7 game. In the eighth, it stayed tied, thanks in part to Sal Frelick.
Here's the pitch. Fly ball, right field line. Frelick angling. Foul territory, reaches up, makes the catch as he bounces off the netting. Moving to third is Thompson, but an incredible catch by Sal Frelick in foul territory. Leaping up and into the stands, and then got trampolined back onto the field of play after making the catch thanks to the protective netting down the right field line.
Jeff Levering's call once again, but this game's still tied 6-6, and once again for the third straight game, we go to extras. And it's the same guy, Mark Canha, the hero today.
3-2 pitch. Line down the left field line. That is a base hit. It'll roll into the corner. Terang's around third. He will score. Canha on his way to second. He delivers in extra innings for the second consecutive game. Brewers lead it 7-6.
And then just for good measure, let's make some history tonight. Abner Uribe looking for his first big league save.
The pitch. Ground ball right back to Uribe, finds it in his glove, runs to the bag himself, and the Brewers will prevail in extra innings here tonight. 7-6, your final. Uribe with his first career major league save, and the Brewers take game one of this series in dramatic fashion here tonight.
7-6 in 10 innings, the final in Chicago. Back with more to wrap up the program after this on WTMJ.